إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Imam of Ahli Sunnah. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will talk about piety of Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's make few good intentions. Because my Sheikh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Al Aliyah, have given us a beautiful mindset. We should always make good intentions before performing any good deed or doing any permissible task. So I make this intention, inshallah, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you can make this intention, you will be with us from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, you'll act upon, and you will pass this knowledge on to others too, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear respected viewers, today we've got our brother Muballigh Dawat-e-Islami Hassan Atai with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Hassan, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. How are you as well, UK?
I'm good too, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much for giving us your precious time and coming, joining this program. Hassan, as we will be talking about the piety of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, I think it would be a good idea to talk about what piety is. What is taqwa itself? So ulama, they have written various definitions of taqwa. One of the meanings of taqwa is that a person should not be found where his Lord Azza wa Jal does not want him to be. Right? Another definition ulama, they've mentioned that taqwa is that doing good deeds and refraining from sins. Right? Mm-hmm. Obedience of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is taqwa. And then the wider meaning of taqwa is that a person should not be backbiting, he should not be slandering, he should not be tale-telling, he should not be missing his salah, he must be fasting, all fara'id and wajibat, he should be very much firm on them, and he should be avoiding sins, sagair and kabair, major and minor sins. When we look at the personality of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the beauty of personality of Allah Hazrat is subhanallah, fara'id and wajibat. When you talk about subhanallah akhlaq, when you talk about his seerah, the way he used to meet people, and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam, definitely sins were very, very, very far away from this personality, from this wali of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he was a personality of taqwa, subhanallah, and taqwa, parhezgari, piety, he was a true reflection of that. So today, following this definition, what ulama have mentioned, let's talk about his piety. From the very first, I would like to ask that about fara'id, right? When it came to follow the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, how firm he was. Any example would like to share with viewers?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like we mentioned about that we're discussing the piety of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. So when we read the seerah of the Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh was, from the very young age, he was very pious. He was, you know, in very young age, he was acting on the farais. Like, for example, it's mentioned in seerah of the Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, that from very young age, he was punctual on reading prayer with congregation. And he was sahib-e-tartib from very young age, and stayed sahib-e-tartib until his death.
Subhanallah.
So you can see from very, very young age, he was like, he has that that he was going to the masjid and reading namaz with the congregation.
So not only offering salah, not only following the commandment of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but he would even not miss salah with jama'at, which is wajib. So fara'id and wajibat, subhanallah.
Right, yeah.
He was following the commandment.
He was following the commandment. But if we look in the current situation, now we are, even the Muslims who are very like old age, they don't read namaz. But when we look, talking about Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, that he is, from very young age, he was very punctual on his namaz, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. Then if we go further on regarding about the farais, regarding, for example, we talk about fasting. that from very young age, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala was start fasting. It says in his seerah that when Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala fast first time, then it was like very joyous moment for the whole household, and it was celebrated as well, that the whole family was invited at the time of iftar, and the close friends were invited as well at the time of iftar. And when Allah Hazrat kept his first fast, it was summer, and at midday he started, you know, feeling that the signs of thirst and hunger starting appearing in his face. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah father saw Allah Hazrat and then looked at his face. But what he done, he took him to a room and closed the door and said, and he brought a sweet dish, right, like a cold sweet dish, and asked Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala that this is the sweet dish, please eat. But Allah Hazrat said that I'm fasting. And the Allah Hazrat father said that children's fasts are like that.
Right.
So no, door is closed, no one is looking. Allah. So just eat. But subhanAllah, what Allah Hazrat replied, that was amazing. That Allah Hazrat replied that the one I have fasted for, he is watching.
Allah.
That Allah Azawajal is watching.
Very young age, and he's got this conscious.
SubhanAllah. And then when Allah Hazrat father listened that sentence, that the one I have fasted, he is watching, that it brought tears into his eyes. And he said that, look at this child, that in that such age, he's not forgetting the promise of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when he's fasting, he's still keeping it and say that, no, Allah is watching, that I will not even eat when I'm actually inside the room. And that hunger, thirst, weakness in his young age, he's taking care of the promise he made to Allah Azza wa Jal. So his father, actually, that the moment he has that, has brought tears to his eyes.
Subhanallah.
So that was the Allah Hazrat. You can see the mentality, and you know, look at the mindset Allah Hazrat has from very young age.
MashaAllah. Beautiful account you mentioned, and I would like to give a message to the viewers of Madani channel here. We are here to talk about the seerah of Sayyidi Al Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, and we are here to learn something from his seerah. And I think it is not the piety which is being reflected from his personality from this account, but he is giving a beautiful message. So the message is that we should also teach our children that Allah is watching us. I think if we come to know this phrase truly from the bottom of our heart, if we try to understand what does it actually mean, then many problems would be solved. Inshallah, we wouldn't be refrained from many sins. And if we teach this from very young age to our children, no matter your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your relatives, they are watching you or not, but always remember that Allah is watching you. If this conscious, this understanding is in the mind of someone's intellect and understanding, then definitely how is it possible that if a person really understands this, and there is the madad of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, help of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with him, then inshallah, many problems can be solved and a person can refrain from sins, which is also one of the beautiful forms of taqwa. Because a person, when he leaves sins, right, this is also required by taqwa. If we take further the zat of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, as you mentioned, the waqia of Roza, right? The psalm and fasting. It is also mentioned at the time of his old age, because you mentioned an account which relates to his young age. But when we see Alad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is in old age, at that moment in time when it came to fast, Allahu Akbar, normally, right, we normally think that sometimes those they've got little knowledge, they try to find a way out, right? But subhanAllah, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, his taqwa is such that he gave fatwa for himself. He gave fatwa for himself that although I'm not able to fast in this weather condition where I am residing, but if I go to Nainital and if I fast there, which is a hilly area where the conditions are better for me there, and if I'm able to fast there, then for me, fasting there is fard.
That's right.
Allahu Akbar. And not only he gave fatwa, he went there and he fasted.
That's right, yeah. So, obviously, if we look at what Allah is teaching us, that, like you mentioned yourself, that in these days, people trying to find the way that they try, you know, if For example, if someone gets ill, even if it's like small headache, they start missing the namaz. And if they are just gone like a little bit more like sick, then the person who is actually reading salah, they start missing the salah as well. And they start and they stop going to the masajid. But Allah Hazrat has such a pious person that even in young age and even in the old age as well, that Allah Hazrat never missed his salah. Never missed his salah with congregation. Even it's written in his seerah that the Jewish like Mufti, when he got so many fatawas, he like get a fatawas in large quantities, and if he spent times in answering those fatawas, then he get exempt from Sunnat e Muqadda. But Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he used to get so many fatawas, he was busy and always writing in them, but still then Allah Hazrat never missed his Sunnat e Muqadda and he never missed his namaz with congregation.
Beautiful, beautiful. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the Zat of Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, and we are learning that Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh being steadfast on fara'id and wajibat, even on sunan, the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. Taking further the discussion, if you could mention that account when Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh, even being ill and sick in a condition that he was not able to walk to the masjid, how he would protect his salah, how he would go to masjid.
When a person is sick or is so weak that he cannot reach masjid, or if he can reach but his disease will increase, then he is exempt from congregational prayers. But Allah Hazrat in his illness, the state was such that he could not reach the masjid by himself.
Right.
Even then, he never missed congregational prayers.
Allah.
In Fatawa Rizviya Sharif, answering one question, he stated, you know, the answering of one of the questions, that your lecture received on 15th Rabiul Akhir. And I got very ill, like never before, after 12th Rabiul Awwal gathering. And I had even prepared my will. Even today, situation is that the masjid next door to my house, four people take me to masjid on chair and bring me back.
Subhanallah.
So look, you know, if we imagine in our current situation with people finding very, very small excuses to miss the namaz.
Sometimes we don't have excuses at all.
That's
still
right.
We don't go to masjid.
That's right.
We are fine, we are healthy, we can walk, we have got health and each and everything is fine, right? We go to work, we go to many places for outing and for enjoying our life, but unfortunately we don't go to masjid to offer salah. Dear respected viewers of Padri Shal, we should learn from the seed of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. In being weak, he was not able to walk to masjid, but yet he would make arrangements to go to masjid, offer salah with jama'at. Subhanallah. This is the piety of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a little bit from the piety of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, a bit of understanding so we can also become pious and follow the footsteps of Sayyidi Alam alayhi rahmat. Dear respected viewers, here we would like to include one segment which is about Kalam of Allah Hazrat alayhi rahmat. We select one naat of Allah Hazrat and we try to explain that in English. And today the Kalam, what we have selected for you, that is Qasidae Mi'rajiyah. It contains 67 couplets. Definitely won't be able to cover all of the Qasidae Mi'rajiyah, but we will select a few beautiful flowers from this Qasidae Mi'rajiyah, few couplets. Would like to share the beauty and fragrance of these flowers to you. Dear respected viewers, the poetic piece of work written by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala contains 67 couplets, each more magnificent than the other. It is an awesome piece of work consisting of many mind-blowing similes, metaphors, and subhanallah, this particular work of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was written within a very short span of time, just in few hours, within the time frame of Zuhr to Asr. And moving away from his traditional writing style, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has chosen a congratulative approach rather than his usual praising methods. Sayyidi Muhammad Kachochwi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes, "The poets of Lucknow, after hearing this piece of work, inshallah, what we are going to explain to you, praised it by saying, it is as if it has been written with the ink from the fountain of heaven and the stream of Kafir." Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, such a masterpiece from the poetry of Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Ali Hazrat says, wo sarvare kishware risalat jo arsh par jal lagar huye the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the. Before I translate this to you, actually a poet had come in the court of Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi and he wanted to show his poetry. He had written one qasida in Miraj and he wanted to show to Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He had read few couplets. Then Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi stopped and he said that we will sit again after Asr. It was the time of after Zuhr. So between Zuhr and Asr, Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote these 67 couplets of this qasida. When people gathered again after Asr, Ali Ali Rahma, he read his qasida. So the poet, he did not read his one and he said, no, there's no need for mine to be read because subhanAllah, what an outstanding you have written. Dear respected viewers, Ali Hazrat Rahma is saying, wo sarvare kishware risalat jo arsh par jalwa gar huye the naye nirale tarab ke sama arab ke mehman ke liye the, the master of the kingdom of prophethood who went beyond the divine throne. New and unique arrangements were made for the Arabian guest. Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is depicting the subhanallah waqia, an account of Mi'raj when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to see Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is mentioning here the account. Further he writes, Bahar hai shadiya mubarak چمن کو آبادیاں مبارک ملک فلک اپنی اپنی لے میں یہ گھر انادل کا بولتے تھے. The season of spring was in full blossom. The flower beds had bloomed. The angels, the sky in their unique tones were all singing in happiness like nightingales. Allahu Akbar. How beautiful metaphors he has used, the similes he has brought in this beautiful couplet. Allahu Akbar. He is saying when the time of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to visit skies, heavens, Allahu Akbar, at that moment in time, what was the situation? The everything was giving congratulations to each other, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And that was the situation when happiness was being celebrated, subhanallah. And further he says, Vaha falak par yaha zameen mein rachi thi shaadi machi thi dhoomein idhar se anwar haste aate udhar se nafhaat uth rahe the. There in the skies, here on earth, celebrations were in flow. An uproar was heard. From the skies descended magnificent lights. From earth were rising splendid fragrance. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was visiting the journey, Allahu Akbar, at that moment in time, the rain of noor in shape of light, the lights were coming from the sky and the fragrance, Allahu Akbar, that was emanating from the earth. You see, when subhanAllah, any celebration happens, so this is what happens. The fragrance is arranged. Allahu Akbar. Udhar se anwar haste aate, idhar se nafhaat uth rahe the. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, look at the beautiful scenario Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala is depicting in his poetry, and he's talking about the journey of Mi'raj. Subhanallah. And the respected viewers of Madani Channel, as I said, this Qasida Mi'rajiya contains 67 couplets. Definitely the time span we've got, that's very short. So cutting short, I would like to come to another beautiful couplet of Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi mentioned here, the secret of Masjid al-Aqsa, the prayer which was led by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He says, Namaz al-Aqsa mein tha yahi sir, ayaan ho maana awwal akhir, ki dast basta hai peeche hazir, jo saltanat aage kar gaye thi. Subhanallah. Ali Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is mentioning the secret of Namaz al-Aqsa, and he is saying that this was the secret in leading prayer in Masjid al-Aqsa. The prayer Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam led in Masjid al-Aqsa. At that moment, all the previous prophets, all Rasul and all Anbiya, they were already present there. And subhanAllah, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam held the blessed hand of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he made him Imam. And that was the day when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was given the title of Imamul Anbiya. He read the prayer of Imams, Allahu Akbar. And he is mentioning that it is not the reason if someone comes in the end, if someone is in Akhir, if he is in the last, it doesn't mean that his status is less. This was to show that Imam is made the one who is superior amongst all the people of that present time. So there Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was superior in each and every attribute. That was the reason he was made Imam. And this was made clear that subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's nur was first created, but he came at the end, and even he has been made Imam of all Anbiya. This was to show the shan, the status of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Kidast basta hai peeche hazir jo sultanat aage kar gaye the. Another point we learn here that Anbiya and Rusul, they were present who had departed from this mortal world before. But subhanallah, they had all come there and they led salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That's the reason, many respected viewers of Madani Channel, all Anbiya are alive. That was the reason they were all present behind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Inshallah, we will include a few more couplets of this Qasidai Miraajiya. Stay tuned. We'll come back to the topic of the day, which is piety of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. There's another beautiful account in front of me that shows us the piety taqwa of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmah. It is mentioned that once a person came in the court of Ala Rahmatullahi ta'ala and he had brought few sweets in one pot, and he presented that to Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmah. Ala asked, how did you come? What is the purpose of your coming? So he replied, I've come to say salam to you. After a little while, he kept quiet, and he again asked, do you have any work? He said, no, nothing, I just came to inquire after your health. Hazrat said, okay, great, do you want to say anything? And he said, no, nothing. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh called somebody from home and asked that, will you please take this pot inside? So that was taken. Well, after a little while, that same person, he said to Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh that if you could give me ta'weez. So the complete attitude of Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala changed, and he said, I asked you three times, what is the reason, why have you come here? You did not mention that. Okay, fine, sit down. Now, Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he asked his nephew to bring ta'weez, who used to give ta'weez out. Now, when ta'weez was brought, and it was given to that person, and then Al Hazrat instructed the family members to bring that pot back, and he also gave that pot to that person. Could you please take that with you? Because ta'weez is not sold here. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He insisted a lot, please take this. But he refused. He said, we do not sell ta'weez up here. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the piety of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. This was the taqwa of Ala Hazrat Alayh Rahmah. And following the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad, Ilyas, Attar, Qadri, Damat, Barakatuhum Al-Aliya, who says that my ideal personality is Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, subhanAllah. So, following his seerah, he also distributes ta'weezat. Initially he used to do, then subhanAllah, few qualified brothers, they are trained and they've got knowledge to give out ta'weezat with the permission of Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Da'amat Barakatum Al-Aliya. Now you would be surprised to know that tens of thousands of ta'weezat per year, they are distributed across the globe. They are posted If you are in America, you are in Germany, you are in UK, you are in Europe, no matter wherever you are, if you request Tawizat, Allahu Akbar, they are posted. Even the postage is not asked for. All is free of cost. And across the globe, this service is to serve the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tawizat are not sold in Dawat-e-Islam. This is the seerah of Al-Hazrat. And this is Amir of Ahl-Sunnah who is following this beautiful seerah of Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give a long life to my Shaykh, Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah. Ameen. Bidahi al-Nabi al-Ameen. Jee, Hasan Bhai, anything else would you like to share, please?
Like we mentioned about Al-Hazrat, that the person came and Al-Hazrat mentioned that Tawizat are not sold. Similarly, there's a parable that Allah Hazrat talked about his fatawas as well. That it says that Allah Hazrat used to get so many fatawas, the questions. And then once a person wrote his question, and on the end it's written that whatever fees will be for that answer, I will pay for that. And subhanAllah, Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala wrote the answer of his question, and then further on, he stated that Alhamdulillah Azzawajal, that no fees is charged for fatawas here. That by the grace of Allah Azzawajal, we receive questions from whole of India and from other countries like China, America, Arab Sharif, Iraq, and sometime at one time we have 400 fatawas to answer. By grace of Allah, from my father time until now 1337 Hijri, approximately 91 years, we are issuing fatawas. And by grace of Allah, I'm personally issuing fatawas for 51 years. In these 91 years, thousands of fatawas were written. The 12 volumes were only mine. And grace of Allah, not a single penny is been charged and will not be charged.
Subhanallah.
So Allah is providing the service, and we can see the knowledge of Allah as well, that he's getting the questions from around the world, from China, from America, and he's answering them and never ever charge a penny. So similarly, like Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami has a department as well, Darf Tali Sunnat, where there's a different services provided as well. There's a written fatawa has been provided. You can call to the number and then the fatawa has been provided. And all of these services are free of charge as well. Like you mentioned about Tawizat Atariya. Similarly, in Dawat Islami, the services provided for Dawat of Tali Sunnat as well, that's free of charge as well.
Subhanallah, mashallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we'll come back to the topic. Let's include a few more ashfar in our program. My dear respected viewers of Madani Hill, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi writes in his Qasidah Mi'rajiyah another beautiful couplet. He says, Tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zaiba hai be niyazi. Tabarakallah shan teri, tujhi ko zaiba hai be niyazi. Kahin to wo josh lan tarani, kahin taqaze visal ke the. Allahu Akbar. Here Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying, praise be to you, my Lord, such independence is befitting for you alone. At times it was a stern, you cannot see me. Other times dictated a meeting. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you have got exalted status. Your majesty is great. Tabarakallah shan teri. Tujhi ko zaiba hai be niyazi. You are samad. You are indifferent. Allahu Akbar. And then he says, Kahin to wo josh lan tarani. He has used a part of a sentence from Quran, a verse from Quran, where Sayyidina Musa ala Nabina alayhi salatu was salam, and he requested to have the vision of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He was replied that you are not able to see me. It was not said that I cannot be seen by someone, but it was said you cannot see me. Lan tarani. This was mentioned, and he's brought this here, Allahu Akbar. And kahin to wo josh lan tarani to Musa, oh Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you are Samad, you are indifferent. Tabarak Allah shan tani. You're saying to him, lan tarani. But on the other hand, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is being invited from your court. Allahu Akbar. He is being brought from Makkatul Mukarrama to Masjid Al-Aqsa. He is being made imam, then he is being taken to the skies, he's been shown the heavens, and subhanallah to Sidratul Muntaha, then beyond. Allahu Akbar. And then you have shown your blessed vision also to your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. تبارک اللہ شان تیری تجھی کو زیبہ ہے بے نیازی کہیں تو وہ جوش لن ترانی کہیں تقاضے وصال کے تھے. And then further he says, خیرت سے کہہ دو کہ سر جھکا لے گمان سے گزرے گزرنے والے پڑے ہیں یا خود جہت کو لالے کسے بتائے کدھر گئے تھے. Tell intellect to bow its head. The travelers have gone beyond imagination. All directions have baffled themselves clueless. And having no idea in which direction the traveler has gone. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, there are so many beautiful ash'ar. Time does not permit to carry on. But inshallah, if we'll have another program, we will try to explain others too. And finally, I would like to include a beautiful couplet. Nabi Rahmat Shafi'i Ummat Radaat Lillah Ho Inayat Isay Bi Un Khil Atos Hissa Jo Khas Rahmat Ke Va بچے تھے. Says, O Prophet of Mercy, intercession of the nation, may Raza be blessed. Grant him a share of the special distributions that were gifted on this blessed night. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala also give us share. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Let's come back towards our topic that is regarding piety of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Once said Dada Bhai Hadi Karim Nur Muhammad, he was a person he had invited. So Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh went there and he presented sweet dish in front of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. They were present in a tray. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh really liked that sweet dish. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, after eating, he asked that person who had invited the host, Dada Bhai, can I take a little bit, feel me, this is sweet dish from it, and can I give it to Abdus Salam, Maulana Abdus Salam, another Maulana there. So everybody were amazed and they started looking at Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Why is he taking permission from the host? Allahu Akbar. So the host said, Huzoor, whoever you wish to, you can give it to him. And I requested the person who is narrating this account, he says, I asked Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, what was the need to ask from the host? Then Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, whatever has been placed on this dining mat in front of me, this is amanat for me. This is entrust for me. Okay, and only I can eat it. Whatever is left, that is milkiyat. And ownership of the host that belongs to him. And I can only give to someone else after taking permission from the host. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this was the level of piety. He was such a muhtar personality. Yeah. Take care on little matters, because dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the shan of Awliya Allah. This is the status of Awliya Allah. Those they are closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They've got proximity in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. On very minor little matters, they are very conscious and they take care. Alhamdulillah, Alamat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi is one of them.
Similar, the parable you mentioned about the piety of Allah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. It's very famous, the parable regarding Allah memorizing his Quran. So it says that Sayyid Ayyub Ali rahmatullah ta'ala mentioned that one day Allah rahmatullah ta'ala said that some unaware people write the title of Hafiz with my name, whereas I do not deserve it, as I am not a Hafiz of the Holy Quran. So Sayyid Ayyub rahmatullah ta'ala further said that Allah rahmatullah ta'ala started memorizing the Quran the very same day. Probably the duration for that memorization was from having made the wudu of Salatul Isha to the commencement of Jamaat of Salatul Isha. Allah Hazrat Alhamdulillah memorized one para, the Juz of Quran, every day, and he finished the 30th part on the 30th day.
Allah.
And in one occasion, what Allah Hazrat mentioned that I have memorized the Holy Quran in sequence by making efforts. And I have done so that what those people say about me by writing the title Hafiz with my name will not prove to be wrong.
Hasan bhai, this is a beautiful point. Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever he writes, he also is very careful in his writing. He writes there, I have memorized Quran in sequence with making efforts. Could you please read that?
That's right. He says, I have memorized the Holy Quran in sequence by making efforts.
In sequence by making efforts. Now, if you look at this phrase, what Allah has used, explaining that how did he memorize Quran, Allah is a great mufti. He is a great mufassir. He knew Quran, alhamdulillah. You see, various parts of the Quran, I believe that he knew all the Quran.
Yeah.
But it was not memorized in sequence. So then he says, already I knew Quran, but I learnt it by making efforts in sequence so that I can be called as a Hafiz. Otherwise, Allah knew Quran. Throughout his life, he gave fatwa from Quran. He was mufassir of Quran. But subhanAllah, when it came that what is normally known to be a Hafiz, subhanAllah, he made an effort in sequence. By making an effort, he became Hafiz also. This is the great personality of Allah. Hasan, there is another beautiful account with regards to piety of Allah. There was a tailor master, Haji Muhammad Haider. He had invited Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and at the Dawat, so there was no cold water present. So Haji Sahab, he called his son. He said, Yasin, go to masjid and there's a clay pot, in that there is a water. Go and get one jug from there. So Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, that water is for those who go for salah and offer salah there. So the person who is not musalli, right, and he cannot bring that for him, Allahu Akbar, because that's not for that person. Or the one who is crossing by, he should also not drink, because that water is for the person who goes in the masjid to offer salah. That water is for them to drink. Allahu Akbar. And he said, don't get that water from masjid. Allah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the taqwa of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala. From each and every account, you don't only look at the taqwa, but you can also see his knowledge, his subhanAllah, the command on hadith and the fiqh. And he mentions these nasa'il also, and he teaches and he guides the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. So, my dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, we hope that you must have learned a lot today in this episode where we talked about piety of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. You can write us and tell us your feedback, and inshallah we'll come back with another beautiful episode of Ma'am of Ahli Sunnah. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Muhammad Ridha, Imam أهل السنة, إمام أحمد رضا, إمام أحمد رضا, إمام أهل السنة.